The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galilei Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galilei Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
In the Torah reading of Toldot, which deals with the second patriarch and the second matriarch, Yitzchak and Rivka, so we find that the major occupation and service, because this was not just a physical occupation, was divine service, is that Yitzchak Avinu dedicated himself to dig wells, which means to reveal subterranean waters and fountains of waters that rise up from the depth of the earth and then reveal the water, reveals itself on the face of the earth. So we're taught in Kabbalah and Chassidut that this is really the major occupation and tikkun and service of Yitzchak Avinu, obviously with the support of Rivka Imenu, of his wife Rivka. This was any work of a soul is the spiritual service of both the man and the woman, which are two halves of one soul together. And in a certain way, this work of Yitzchak is very feminine, as we'll now go on to explain, even more so than the service of Abraham Avinu. And his special work was digging wells. What was the corresponding special work of his father, Abraham Avinu? It says that his special mitzvah and work was to open his house to guests. And to his house was open from all four directions. And he would even wait with tremendous anticipation and hope that when is the next guest going to enter my house, because his whole life was devoted to receiving guests and to giving guests all good, all physical good, and to teach his guests, of course, that the physical good is coming from God, and that after they partake of the physical good, they should definitely thank and bless God, who is the provider. So that was the spiritual work and as well as the physical occupation activity of the first patriarch, Abraham. But his son had a different character and a different tikkun. Obviously, it's a complementary character and rectification, and it expressed itself by digging wells. So what does that mean? The general understanding is that Abraham, his service was bringing down direct light from God, from above down. Whereas Yitzchak's, his service was the corresponding, the complementary opposite of revealing hidden light that had previously been entrapped in the lowest physical realms, and lifting it, first of all, opening up the physical shells that conceal that light, and revealing the light, which is here symbolized by the waters, the living waters, from below up. I mean that Yitzchak, as though he inspired people in themselves without knowing where it's coming from, actually it's coming from the depths of their own selves to become aroused to love God and to fear God. As Abraham taught about God, he brought people into his home and he gave them, he provided for them, and then he taught them where it's coming from. And it's all light that's like a student is sitting at the feet of his master, and he's learning. So the master is projecting to the student, it's called direct or straight light from above below. But if we'll say that you have a tzaddik nistar, a hidden tzaddik, that's sitting in his home and nobody knows about him at all, and nonetheless, in some mysterious way, he is projecting energy that opens up your heart without knowing where it's coming from, and that all of a sudden there's a surge of energy and arousal in yourself to come to know and to love God, that's the symbol, as explained in Kabbalah and Chassidut, of the service of digging wells. Now that service, as we said before, is those waters that rise upward from the earth from the subterranean levels of the earth to the face of the earth are called the uplifting of the feminine waters. That's why we're even taught in Kabbalah that Yitzchak himself, even though he's a male, but initially he possessed a feminine soul. And this is his service, to shine direct light into the world, which is simply to teach people about God. That's a relatively male function and characteristic, which was called Or Yashar, straight or direct light. But the corresponding and complementary service of Yitzchak is Or Chozer, which is returning an upward light. And that's represented by the wells that he digs. So this is the general overview of the service of Yitzchak. Now if we examine our Torah portions, we see that initially Yitzchak himself, after redigging the wells of his father Abraham, who also digged wells, but it wasn't his essential service. And that's, since it wasn't his essential service, that's why the Philistines were able actually to fill up and stop his wells, that they should no longer flow with living waters. And Yitzchak, first he redug the wells of his father, and when he redug them, they stayed forever. The Philistines were not able to stop them anymore, stop that flow of water. And then afterwards, he went on to dig his own wells. And initially, it says that he dug three wells, one after the other, he and his servants. The first, and each one of the wells has a name to it. The first is Esek, and the second is Sitna, and the third is Rochovot. Now the first two, there was controversy between himself and the Philistines, who the well belongs to. Even though his servants, by his instruction, had dug the wells, nonetheless there was a fight about the wells. So the first well, he called it Esek, because Esek means trouble. It means that also like physical controversy and troublemaking. The second is Sitna. Sitna means actual hatred. That's the name that he gave to the well. He gave them apparently not so nice sounding names to these wells because of the situation, the life situation that was present when in his digging of these wells. But then it says, after these first two wells that have this negative connotation to them, he went away to a different place, and he dug a third well, and that well there was no controversy whatsoever, meaning that it was clear at all levels of the consciousness of the world that this well is Yitzchak's well, and that's why he called this well Rechovot, which means wideness, breadth, like almost infinite breath. And he said that now, finally, at last, Hashem has blessed us with breath to be wide and to bear new fruit into the world because of that breath. Now the power of farinu ba'aretz, that we will be able to bear fruit in the land, in reality. Right, so what are these? These are obviously three stages of his essential service, the essential service of Yitzchak Avinu, which is to dig the wells. So in Kabbalah we're taught that these three wells correspond to three different general levels of the soul. And as we said before, opening up the soul from itself, from below, to feel God and to desire to return to God and to worship God. The soul has three basic levels. First, there is a level which is called the innate level of the soul, which corresponds to the three lower sfirot of Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Netzach is confidence and hold his sincerity, and Yesod is faithfulness and truthfulness. But these attributes are innate attributes. They're attributes that do not require meditation. Usually these are characteristics that come to a person with birth, just his nature, how he is. Those levels of the soul are referred to as the active levels of the soul, because those attributes become manifest when a person actually is involved with action. Now, if a person has no more mental or spiritual light in his consciousness, just his innate character that comes to the surface when he acts, that's called digging the well, the first well, which is called Asik. Now, the fact that these two first wells have this negative connotation, which was based on what took place when Yitzchak and his servants dug these wells. So that's because at these first two levels, the lower two levels of the soul that we'll go on to describe what the next one is, there is still a Yitzhar Hara, an evil inclination that fights against the person. Just that one, the word Asik, the name of the first well, means this troublemaking, fighting back and forth in action. It's not yet an emotion of actual hatred. It's just that it's opposition. Like if I do one thing, somebody else comes along and wants to do the other thing. Not necessarily because he hates me, just because there's a dynamic here of not niceness, of fighting against one another. So that Yetzer Hara is still present when a person has only succeeded in manifesting the lower level of his soul, which is called the mutaba, the innate active qualities of the soul. Then he comes to the next level, he matures, and these three wells are a maturing process from below. As we said, everything about Yitzchak is from below up. First below, and then we come to higher levels. The second level is the level of the essentially emotive attributes of the heart, which is feeling love and awe, fear, and mercy and compassion, which are called chesed and gvura and tiferet. Chesed is loving kindness, gvura is might, and tiferet is beauty. But the inner property of gvura, as we have explained many times, is on fear, and the inner attribute of Tiferet, beauty, is compassion and mercy, rachamim. Still, at this level, when a person digs deeper into his soul, and these three wells are actually digging deeper and deeper into your own soul. And when one digs deeper, so one manifests and reveals these three essentially emotive attributes, after one had revealed just this innate active behavioristic characteristics, that's called the mutba, the innate level. This second level is called murgash. And murgash, at this second level, so this, since positively, this is where real emotion enters the scene, so also the negative force that's fighting against it is not just the active troublemaking that we said before. It's something much deeper in the soul, that it's hatred, like there's something, a very, very deep Yetzer Hara that just hates the good. It's like we'll say if the Jewish people does something, there's real anti-Semitism. So anti-Semitism is the second level, that klipa, that shell, or that enemy, whether it be an inner enemy of the soul, an outer enemy of another people, fighting against our people, that's called sitna. So, once more, sitna becomes manifest at the level of murgash in the soul. But after one realizes that both my first nature and even the deeper dimension of that first nature, which is the deep emotions of the soul, both of them are subject and liable to the Yetzer Hara. They're both correspond to the realm of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, his realm, is all of the midot, all of the seven midot of the heart, from below up. But then a person has to remove himself from that altogether, from that space and those two dimensions, and reach another higher dimension of his soul, which is called the muskal. Muskal means the pure perception of the inner eye, the inner ear of the mind of the soul, which is called the partsuf chabad of the soul. Chabad is chokhmah binadat, which are the mental faculties of the soul. When a person has reached that level, which is full maturity, then he is transcended out of that region and realm that is subject to opposition. There's no longer any opposition, just like there's a famous verse in the Psalms that was the verse that the first Rebbe of Chabad read when he was released from prison. In chapter 55 of Psalms, it says, "Pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli," that my soul has been redeemed from battle in peace. It means a person has reached a certain inner peace in the soul that there's no longer battle. That even if there was battle, he has now transcended battle. So to transcend battle in the soul is to dig infinitely more deeper. That's why it says that between the first two wells and the third well, Yitzchak Avinu had to remove himself to a different place altogether. And that removing himself is coming to the true, deep mental perception of the soul. Seeing through, once more, to dig a well is to dig the earth, is to penetrate, is to see through. Three see through opaque barriers. So ultimately, seeing through all of the opaque barriers of this world is the fulfillment of the Chabad. And then one reaches the third well, which is called Rechovot, the infinite breadth and width of Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Farinu V'Aretz, that now God has given us breath, and we shall now be able to be fruitful on earth.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org, www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galina means open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, "Open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah." Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinite team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah and Hasidut. Together, the Galinite team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinite team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org, www.inner.org, or email us at inner@inner.org.